Hello?
Hi, this is Phil from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip code? 14445, correct?
Yep. What kind of opinion stuff is this?
Yes, it is related about all the happenings about politics.
Okay.
And voting stuff.
And voting?
Okay, and correct. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah, registered.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Got a wiener, so I'm a male.
Thank you. And what is your date of birth?
I don't want to give that up to someone I don't know.
It's okay. Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Thank you. And what is your race? Select all that apply. White, Black, or African American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, or Middle Eastern?
All the above.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Or did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat? Trump, thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in this November. However, how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? You will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely vote?
I'm definitely voting.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
Extremely motivated to vote.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. Zero means your vote has no power. Okay. And please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic are you about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one is election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Does this matters a lot for you, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
What am I supposed to say there?
Yes, in this case, about this, does it matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
It matters a lot who gets elected, that's for sure.
Thank you. And protecting gender equality, matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Matters.
Okay, so would you say that it matters a lot or matters somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And well, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, first one is election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote or no chance I will vote.
If it's convenient.
Thank you. Next one is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient,
doesn't
I will
matter.
Vote. I doubt I will. Okay. And the next one is a presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will.
Nothing will
if
stop
it's convenient,
me.
I will vote. Thank you. Next one is protecting gender equality. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt
doesn't
I will
matter.
Vote. No chance I will vote. Thank you. And well, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other option?
Absolutely Donald Trump. I don't want that.
Thank you.
Dumbass Kamala in there.
Thank you.
It's
the 2024 election
for Biden right there.
Thank you. And well, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party, or thank you. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no chance, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will no vote?
To make stricter policies on them fucking doing all their feeding into the schools and shit, for sure I would vote if that meant getting rid of the fucking thing.
Thank you. So would you say that you're much more motivated?
I'm motivated in the term of I would like to do it to decrease whatever's going on with their fucking clan over there. Take it away from
okay,
the schools.
Okay, thank you.
Give them less power. But not motivated in the way
thank
that
you.
I would vote in regards to their fucking
okay, thank you. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Part 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
How many more questions? Because I got to go soon.
No worries, I see, but thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day.
Yep, go Trump.
Thank you. Bye for now.